doesn't. I don't really understand it. As far as I know, Swindle and Ryden, the only other high-ranking policeman I really know at all is
mm-hmm.
He'd been in some trouble one time, but I think he's basically a pretty good fellow. I don't really know that much about
uh-huh.
him. They seem to be nice enough people.
Uh-huh.
It's just either they don't have any judgment, and
uh-huh.
they shouldn't be doing the hiring,
right. uh-huh.
or they're not as nice as they seem. one of the two things is that
right.
is that whoever does the hiring just doesn't know,
uh-huh.
doesn't know or doesn't
his
well,
job.
Well,
you know, I don't know if this is with a the city ruling or what have you, but I know when I first came home in 72, I was really just trying to find a job,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been given information about a youth counselor's position
mm-hmm.
being available, and it was actually a policewoman, but it indicated that your duties would be more involved with youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I naturally applied for it. When I applied, they rated me as 96.48, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Or 98.46,
mm-hmm.
something, whatever it was. I was first
mm-hmm.
on the register. I was number one.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard anything from them.
Mm-hmm.
And later on I heard that they had hired number three. And number three was 87 on the register. Now, number two was 87. So you can imagine number three had to be lower than that.
Let me ask you, since you applied, do you know if they require a high school diploma?
I think it did.
I know that didn't graduate from high school.
Uh-huh.
Graduated the same year I did from Lee.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a year afterward.
Uh-huh.
But he was not special. He was not a very good student at all.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know how.
Yeah.
The students that always stays in trouble.
Uh-huh.
That kind of thing. I know that.
And as a police woman, if that were only what it was that I was applying for, I never would have.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when they mentioned the fact that it was counseling with youth, I was more impelled or inclined.
It's hard to believe they turned down someone who's been a dean of women.
Right. Well, they did. Maybe they thought I wasn't dirty enough.
Must be, I don't
know. And that was probably how I got the number one rating, because I was shocked to death when I saw when it was sent, you know,
mm-hmm.
sent that was my score. And I couldn't imagine how it was that they had rated me. I said, I hadn't taken a test. And I since found out that they have what they call assembled and unassembled tests. And I was rated on an unassembled test, and on the basis of my experience,
mm-hmm.
my education,
mm-hmm.
and my involvement, you know, things of this nature.
Oh.
But number three got the position, and it was the funniest thing, the way in which I found out about the job having been filled, I called down there once again just to see if any vacancies were available. Not knowing I was calling in the same place that
mm-hmm.
I had applied. And so when I was talking to the secretary, she indicated, she says, oh, well, that job has been filled. I said, really? I said, well, that's a strange and it's news to me.
It must be someone with political pull.
Right, it had to have been, because you see, I didn't hear any more from it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask me to come down for a personal interview to find out what the difference was between the three or the five, whichever it is, of us, for them to make a selection of number three.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that it's all been wrong by making that number three.
Probably a great deal of, and that's probably how people get on, like in the first place, who don't even have high school diplomas and have
uh-huh.
all kind of records and
uh-huh.
just mean as snakes. You don't have any business being. Giving that boy a gun, it's like, you know, like giving baby, you know,
right,
all
I was
the
about
boys
to say,
in the place.
Right.
Kill something with it.